Good morning, folks. This is High Plains Morning on member-supported High Plains Public Radio. You know, whenever I hear traveling folk singers are coming through the region, you know, I just put out a very wide net. And I got a little email from Ronnie Cox, and I was like, wow, you know, we're totally full on our series, but someone will have you. And my goodness, the Texas Panhandle booked a couple of shows, so I'm so thrilled. Ronnie was rolling through the High Plains, and we were able to snag him. Ronnie Cox is live in the studio with me right now with Rad Lorkovich and Tom Panda Ryan. Hey, everybody.
Hey. Good morning.
Oh, you can hear the ambient sounds of folk road dogs right now. Well, we're so excited to have you coming through here. You are playing Pampa tonight. We're recording this now. I'm going to do full disclosure. We're recording this on Tuesday. I'm going to air it on Wednesday. But folks, Pampa, Texas, I already told you it's happening, so you better be there. It's going to be a time warp if you're going to be at this concert tonight and you're going to hear this the next day. But you're also coming back to Amarillo on Thursday night. You'll be playing Chalice Abbey, Center for Spirituality and the Arts. And I can't wait for you to see this place. It is so cool. It is an art gallery, fair trade emporium, and has this strange giant like RLDS style like circle of light. Fabulous. Right in the middle.
Yeah.
You're gonna love it.
Yeah.
Well, Ronnie, Panda, and Rad, welcome to the studio, and we're so glad you have instruments with you. I think this is the maybe third time I've had an accordion.
Third maybe.
Who were the first two?
She said first. The
Smoking Flowers, and who else was in here with one? I think the Division Men, maybe. Some outfit out of Austin. You don't want to know. We get a lot of really interesting folk singers down here. Well, I thank you all so much for stopping in, and tell us a little bit about this tour. You kind of had a little bit of an honor kind of wrapped around in a sausage roll.
I did. It sort of came out of the blue. I grew up and was when I was high school in Portales in Clovis, New Mexico, which is 19 miles north of there, was Norman Petty Studios. And I was actually cutting records at Norman Petty Studios when I was 19. I was around when Buddy Holly was cutting Peggy Sue. Yeah, that's Ron's Rockouts. And three of us in that band are brothers. And so we were playing, and I was also a theater major at Eastern there. And so we played music for all those years. And then I went back east. And while I was struggling as an actor, I was playing folk clubs and stuff like that. Most people don't. I'll give you a scoop. I was playing in Washington, D.C. In Washington, D.C., I was working in theater, but they had a club there, Mr. Henry's, up on Capitol Hill. And he had two rooms. Roberta Flack was in the upstairs room, and I was in the downstairs room. She was doing the most incredible five-part harmonies and just killing people upstairs. I was playing just me and a guitar downstairs.
Killing them softly.
Yes.
Wow, that's fantastic. Now, the photo I just held up is on the back of Lost in Words, Lost in the Music, Ronnie's album from 2017, and there is a really spectacular photo on the back with some really great vertical striped shirts, and I will definitely put this on the post online. It's so good.
That was the night we won the Battle of the Bands at Portales, at the Tower Theater in Portales, New Mexico.
Do you remember who you smoked? Who else was playing?
Nobody anyone's ever heard of, I promise you.
Because you smoked them, that's why.
That's right.
We'd be playing them all day if you hadn't smoked them. Well, this is a fantastic. When I found out you were playing, I just let you know, hey, send me your CDs. We have all of your music here now. It's just so wonderful. And I see that, you know, I recognize some names on there. Jonathan Bird, you've worked with, Darden Smith, folks that we play all the time on High Plains Public Radio. So
Yeah. This
is a real treat. And I think you're going to have a really great reception here on the High Plains. Have you played too much in the Texas Panhandle?
Not an awful lot, although I come from Portales. I play occasionally in Lubbock. But I play more in Central. I'm more likely to be at the Kerrville Folk Festival, mm-hmm. or Dallas or Houston and places like that. I live in California.
Mm-hmm.
But we go wherever we can. I wish I got to play in my home state more. I've played Eastern a time or two, but it's kind of the funny thing. You know, you sort of can't make good where you started out in a way. And so many people know me as an actor and as mainly a bad guy in movies and stuff like that. I love playing those bad guys, by the way. They're about twice as much fun. And then also when we play a lot, you know, my first film was Deliverance.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a big number one hit song come out of that, although I did not play it on in the movie because the kid couldn't play.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. And Billy Redden, right?
Billy Redden.
Yeah. Yeah.
And since he didn't even know enough about the banjo to make it look like. So that's not even his left hand in the picture.
Yeah.
He's sitting with his guitar with his hand behind his back. And there's another little kid behind him that has a wardrobe shirt on that's holding his hand up and fretting as though he were playing. And so Eric Weisberg and Steve Mandel were the two guys that recorded the song. And then Billy and I were matching a playback. And so, but I did play it, I mean, because John Borman, the director, wanted to cut to somebody's fingers playing the right notes. So the guitar player, Steve Mandel, taught the song to me note for note. And so if you look at the film, I'm actually playing it. But that's not me on the sound. So did I play it? Yes. Is that me on the soundtrack? No. Did it cost me about $1 million? Yes.
Yeah, those are, if folks who have no idea what we're talking about, we have some youths out there that are like, what song? We're talking about Dueling Banjos, man. This is just like one of the most important, beautiful early. My mom let us watch stuff we shouldn't have been watching at the age at which I watched many of these films. So that was up there. That was one of them. But I just remember such an incredible scene, such a great scene, man. And just, I think it really set up the entire film for the different individual characters, which oddly just exploded after that because you watch these people having to survive.
Well, and see, not only my first film, it was my first time in front of a camera. And most people don't know this. Ned Beatty's first film, too.
Was it really?
Yep.
Wow.
And we were cast totally independently of each other. They didn't know we knew, and we'd been best friends for 8 years and had done 20 plays together.
Wow.
And he's still one of my closest friends.
Is he from New Mexico also?
No. He's from Louisville.
You knew him? Okay, Louisville. Thank you for saying it right. That was great. Louisville.
Yeah.
Louisville.
Yep.
Well, this is great. Now, folks.
And by the way. Yeah. He has an album out. He look up Ned Beatty, uh-huh. An old-time gospel, country gospel album, and he has the most wonderful basso profundo voice, and it is truly magnificent. Get it. Ned Beatty.
I will look it up. And, you know, I played, you know, we lost Burt Reynolds recently. I played his music when afterwards. His songs were great.
Yeah.
Perfect 70s feelies, man. Perfect. I can play that stuff on High Plains Morning. People really appreciated it. Well, folks, this is Jenny and Zarello live in the studio with Rad Tom and Ronnie Cox. They're playing Pampa tonight, but guess what? Tonight is last night. We're in Time is a Flat Circle right now. So what you need to know is that they're going to be playing Amarillo Thursday night, November 7th, and that's going to be at the Chalice Abbey Center for Spirituality and the Arts at 2717 Stanley. Come on out. It's a donation show. It's going to be a real blast, and we can't wait to do this. So I know folks are done hearing me talk for sure. They could hear you talk all day, so I'm going to give you a mic, and you guys are going to take it over, and I'm so excited to hear what songs we're going to hear. So here you go, Rad.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you, Jenny. We're gonna do a song I wrote. I actually wrote it about a town in New Mexico. I did a little television movie with the. Need me to move that?
No, I think it
works. I did a little television movie with Willie Nelson a couple of years ago, and they wanted to do one of my songs, so they picked my song called "Silver City," which is, and so we're gonna do that. On my way to Silver City was a man I meant to see, driving through the Black Range Mountain when it all came back. You said, meet me by the river, we would start our brand new life.
Your daddy swore you were his treasure. You would never be my wife. A thousand tears fall in the darkness. A thousand times I've wondered why. How it hurts now to remember. I'd forgotten how to cry. Well, they say he tried to stop you. You ran out into the night. 7 miles down that highway. When I saw those flashing lights. On my way Silver City, fighting back those memories. Lord, I tried, but I can't outrun them. Guess they'll all always follow me. A thousand tears fall in the darkness. A thousand times I've wondered why. How it hurts now to remember. I've forgotten how to cry. I've forgotten how to cry.
Yeah, you know what I'm going to do? I'm gonna throw a curve at my bandmates. I told them I was going to do a song, I'm going to do a different song. I'm going to do "I'll Waltz You Home," guys, because I was just got thinking about that. I don't act as much as I used to, but occasionally I get asked to do an acting job where I get to sing too, like that Willie Nelson movie. And this last year, I did the last 5 episodes of Nashville. And I played Deacon's dad on that. And they picked one of the songs that I wrote to be on that show. So, and this is a song I wrote for my brother and his wife 20 years ago. My brother and his wife fought like cats and dogs. So they went to a marriage counselor. And the counselor said, "The way you guys dance or to fight, it's like a dance." He said, "The only way you're going to get through this is to change the music." So I wrote this for them. Here we go dancing again. We know this old tune by heart. We know how this fight's going to end the moment it starts. One step leads to another, as sure as the night leads to day. When one of us tries to get closer, the other one dances away. We're spinning and whirling in danger of losing control. But our love is so strong, it's lasted so long. We'd be fools to let go. I don't want a new partner, but I can't stand dancing alone, all alone. So come to my arms, little darling, I'll waltz you home. I'll waltz you home.
I'll walk you home. Come to my arms, little darling, I'll walk you home. Sometimes when lovers get angry, they don't mean the things that they say. When harsh words get spoken, it's too late to take them away. Let's stop the music a minute. See if we can't change this song. Come to my arms, little darling, I'll waltz you home. I'll waltz you home. I'll waltz you home. Come to my arms, little darling, I'll waltz you home. I'll waltz you home. I'll waltz you home. Come to my arms, little darling, I'll waltz you home.
All right, folks, you are tuned in to High Plains Morning. That was beautiful. Wow, what... There's so many good songs about marriage counseling, and I think that one really takes the cake. That was great. Well, we are so thrilled that you are in the Texas Panhandle, Rad, Panda, and Ronnie. We're so glad that you're going to be playing Pampa tonight / last night, and that you're playing Amarillo on Thursday night. Folks, if you are in the Texas Panhandle and you missed that Pampa show on Tuesday night, come on out. Come on out to the Thursday night Chalice Abbey event. It's going to be a real blast. Where are you headed after that?
After Amarillo, we're going to Farmington, and we're actually having a screening of Deliverance on Friday night, and I'm going to give a seminar because, see, of all the films I've done like 150, but there are more myths and legends about that film, and most of the myths and legends you've heard are false. And so we're gonna show the film, and then I'm gonna mainly answer questions. I mean, I hate giving little speeches about it, but people have all kinds of, you know, what it's like to work with Burt Reynolds, and or what we did all the canoeing ourselves, so there are no stuntmen in it. And we also shot that film in a way that it's never been done before. We shot that film in sequence, started at the beginning and went to the end, and the four of us did all the stunt work. So it's different in that way.
Yeah, and I remember there was something, didn't Jaws come out right around that same time? And it was like, oh, it was so spooky. Like, they were both like really changed things. And it was just like, spooky at the end of the 70s.
Well, and also that year, the year that Deliverance came out, because we thought we got nominated for Academy Awards, but we didn't win any because that was the year Godfather came out.
you picked a bad year.
So Godfather won all those awards.
You picked a real bad year. Well, it's so inspiring to know that you just got, you know, you just really wanted to make the big bucks and you decided to be a traveling folk singer.
Yeah, I found out there's way more money in folk music than acting.
Well, you're traveling around to Pampa, Texas. You're heading to Farmington. Where after that? Are you heading home after that?
After Farmington, Durango, Colorado.
Nice.
And after Durango, then we're home. We've been out. When we get to Durango, we will have been out for 11 days.
Wow. What's your favorite, when you're touring around, because you've toured all over the country and beyond, what is your favorite drive? What do you like the best? Is it New Mexico, because you're home?
385 in New Mexico is one of the, it's a hard drive to beat. It just is.
I agree. Whenever you go off the escarpment, like our station signal cuts out right around the New Mexico border at 40, and it's just gorgeous.
I love Palazzo Canyon. Don't get me wrong, but that 385, there's just something magic about that. Yeah. There's also a road in California that goes up. It's 395 that goes up through the Mojave Desert on the eastern side of Yosemite up through there.
Oh yeah. I think
Death Valley and up through there. That's a really gorgeous drive. But see, having grown up in New Mexico, the desert landscapes are really the ones that Rad and I are always having, because he loves mountains. So you can name every mountain range, and he's just like mesmerized. And I'm more likely to like the deserts. If it's just, for my money, you see one mountain range, especially when in Colorado, pretty soon you can't tell one from the other. But think about this: the difference between Grand Canyon, Palo Canyon, Red Rock Canyon, Monument Valley. Every one of those are completely different and scenic. Or Zion National Park. Those are the ones that really turned me on.
Well, you're not going to get any controversial opinions, because you're talking about flatlands. I mean, this is as flat as it gets, all up and down the high plains, flat. I mean, there's some hills in Kansas near the Flint Hills, but other than that,
but flat. I love it. I love it.
Yeah, it's a gorgeous landscape, and a lot of people say that some of the music that came out of here, you mentioned Lubbock, you know, it's possibly because people feel so exposed. There are no trees here. There's no place to hide, that the music is just very, very honest and, you know, uplifting and stuff.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Well, I'm going to let you guys hit the road. But folks, you have a chance to see all three of these guys at Chalice Abbey Thursday night in Amarillo. So do check it out. It is a donation show. Come on out. Enjoy some live folk. We just lost an hour. We just gained an hour, so everybody's clock is all freaking out. You need to go see some folk music and reset your clock, don't you think?
That's right.
Absolutely. All right, y'all, safe travels, and I'm so impressed I didn't even bring up Cop Rock. My favorite. Hey, you guys, be careful out there.
That's what got me back into music.
I know, and it's like, thank you. This is so great. My mom, I can't even tell you, my mom Francie, which whenever I play a soul song, I have a little Francie jam thing where it's my mom breathily trying to say, this is Francie and I approve this jam. I always play like all kinds of soul stuff, and one time I played a Cop Rock song. All right, you guys, hit the road, and thank you so much, and we all want to come out and see you on Thursday night in Amarillo.
Thanks.
Bye. Thanks.